And we're back here on radio.dominican.edu for men's and women's soccer action. This is the women's soccer game and the women's soccer podcast. Right now, the ladies are currently down 3-1. They trail the Notre Dame Dana Muir and the hated Notre Dame Dana Muir Argonauts. With us now, we have Devin Weber, who's helping us out a little bit in the booth. Devin, what do we have to do in this second half to catch up to these Argonauts?
Well, our defense is a little lacking right now, Mike. I think we just need to pick it up, keep the possession up. That's kind of our game. We don't want to play some boot ball. Just got to keep the ball at our feet and get some more goals.
Fair enough. We seem like we're snoozing a bit in the back, especially on the set pieces, which is where they got all three of their goals. What do you think we have to do in that category to pick this thing up?
I think Paulson needs to talk a little bit more, make sure we're organized in the back, and we just got to want to win it out of the back.
So you are a freshman redshirt.
Yes, I am.
From Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Bella Vista High School. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Yeah. Where exactly is that? Sacramento? Is that a surrounding area, or it's right in the heart of Sacramento?
It's in Fair Oaks, near Folsom, going towards Auburn.
Okay, so I have to ask you then, Sacramento or the Bay Area? You got to choose one. Which one do you take?
I'm going with the Bay right now.
All right. I'm a LA guy, so I also would agree that the Bay Area is a pretty special place to be.
Yeah.
How are you liking your first year here on the campus?
I'm loving it so far. People are great. Classes are awesome. So can't complain.
Tell us a little bit about John Delano, who is now wearing both caps as the men's coach and the women's coach. Has that been a struggle at all this season? And how do you like playing for him so far?
I think he's taken it on pretty well. I mean, he coaches both teams the best to his ability, and he's got a great support staff with Phil Bilecki guard underneath him and the rest of the coaching staff. I think he's doing a great job so far. I think he's great. Can't wait to actually get to start playing underneath him. So I think it'll be good years to come.
Fair enough. Eliana Mendez is the star of the day. She's our senior, our only senior. She's quite possibly going to be the next female entry into the Dominican Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about what it's like to play with her and learn from her during practice, games, and the like.
Ellie on and off the field is just so amazing. I mean, she, like, you love talking with her, and playing with her is just a joy because, I mean, I've never seen anyone get into some sticky situations and get out of it with the ball still. I mean, it's so cool to watch her play. She's so controlled and collected, and she's really calm and really cool. I can't believe she balances nursing and soccer. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Josh and I always brag about her on our sports talk show that we do on Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 to noon, the All-Pro Sports Show on radio.dominican.edu. We always brag about how she is the model student-athlete, not just here at Dominican, but she. When you're a coach, when you're an athletic administrator, she is the type of athlete you want in your program.
Agreed.
All right, thank you, Devin Weber, for joining us.
Thanks.
We're getting a little bit closer to the start here, and the Penguins will have the kickoff in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here on radio.dominican.edu, we always tag our station. We're always reminding you to come here and pay attention to radio.dominican.edu. You can tune in. All you have to do is type it in on your computer. It's only a click away. Radio.dominican.edu, the best student programming and sportscasting this side of earth. Now back with your play-by-play is my main man, Mike Wells.
And the Penguins took the kickoff. They played it back to Coleman. Coleman up the side. Here's Moran. She plays it up top to Wheeler. Wheeler can't handle it, back to Moran. Moran's going to look to go forward again with it. Folan flicks it on. Mendez challenges in the center as the Argonauts win the ball. And they clear it right at midfield over on the right side. Throw in this time by the Penguins. Controlled by Wheeler, but immediately lost by Wheeler. And the Argonauts head the other way. Dominican clears it right back. Here's Katie Brown, who sends one in towards Folan. Doesn't quite get there. Here's Malone. Malone shields it over to Elkins. Now we got Katie Brown coming up the left side right in front of us, about 20 yards on this side of midfield. And I think we got a handball there or a foul. I missed it. It's right in front of me, and somehow I managed to miss it. That infraction, whichever it was on Will Height. Here's Katie Brown with the set piece just outside of the 18. She's going to go near post and take a shot at it, but misses just to the left side. Baxter would have been all over it anyhow. Nice Nice decision there, though, to try to sneak that one in there near post, Josh.
No doubt about it. She went a little too close with the hook. She would have got a little bit more out there, and it would have hooked in and been able to bend the ball a little more towards the net. Would have been a great shot. But take nothing away from Baxter. She's been on her P's and Q's today, not letting the DUs get a whole lot of opportunities to make shots.
Yeah, we did get one goal a little bit earlier. It is 3-1 Argonauts. Folan had the first goal. Here's number 18, Byrne, headed up the right side for the Argonauts. She plays it in the box, comes right back out. Poor clearance that time by Brown. And Dominican had a player go down, and she went down for a reason. It's an Argonaut foul. And Dominican will have a free kick just outside of their own box. Katie Brown hustles over to take it. Scary situation that time.
No doubt about it. A player went down, but she's hopped up. She's just fine. Referees called it, and DU will have it on their side.
Ball comes up to Folan, who traps it with the chest. Back down to her feet, but loses it. Argonaut send it forward. It's sent right back on Dominican's, on the Argonaut side of the field. A poor decision that time by the Penguins. It's up to Baxter. She has it at her feet. Wheeler with the token challenge to make Baxter pick it up, and she'll punt it away for the Argonauts. Wheeler looking to make a little bit of noise up top. Ball comes over to Brown. She one-times it forward in the direction of Mendez. Mendez can't handle it. Here come the Argonauts. Number 8, Colin, heads up the middle, cuts it back. She sends it outside to Byrne. Byrne looking to cross. Right there is Jill.
Jill Rizzo has taken the place of Alicia Paulson as a goalkeeper for the DUs.
So Rizzo in the game. Now she rolls it out to Moran. Moran kicks it up the sideline. Slips through. Over to Folan. Folan to Wheeler. Wheeler looking to cross it in. Sends it over in the direction of Malone. Doesn't quite get there. The Argonauts win it. They'll clear it out. Here come the Penguins now. Back inside the box to Mendez. Mendez loses it. A couple of Argonauts fighting for it, and they get it. Elkins in the middle now. Elkins looking to switch. Comes our way. Has Brown if she wants it. She doesn't. Plays it up the side. A bad ball that time, and it's intercepted by Colin. Colin up the right side just across midfield. Mason is there to contest. Here comes Colin. Colin up the side. Fancy footwork. Mason herding her to the corner. She'll play it in. Elkins is there, gets a foot on it, rolls up her shoulder to her head, and Mason heads it out over to Malone. Malone with a nice ball to Brown. Can't she get there? Brown controls it, but it wasn't without a little bit of contact, and that'll be a foul on Brown just in front of midfield for the Penguins, and the Argonauts will have a set piece here. It looks as if Byrne will come over and take it. And these are always scary situations, especially today. 40 minutes left to go in the second half. 3-1 Argonauts. They've scored on two set pieces earlier. Nice ball into the middle. Headed out by the Penguins. And they seem pretty content just to let it go out of bounds. Referee calls it in favor of the Argonauts. It'll be an Argonaut throw-in, about even with the 18 on the left side of the field.
No doubt the Argonauts will go ahead and throw it in. They've played very aggressive ball so far here, Mike, able to capitalize on good mistakes. We hope the DUs are able to play good D, though, and keep the same first half mistakes from happening again.
The throw-in goes to Snyder, who plays it into the box. Rizzo controls it on a little dribbler that happens to sneak through the DU defense. Bad clearance that time by Rizzo. Malone makes up for it. She's got time, doesn't know about it, now turns. She's headed up the sideline. Nice little play onto Brown at about midfield. Brown wants to switch it up. Plays it into the Argonaut box. Here's Mendez with a 50-50 ball. Doesn't win it. Instead, here comes Snyder. Snyder up the middle. Snyder over to Harvey. Harvey up top. Plays the through ball. Coleman and Brown run it down. Brown's got her foot on it. And she'll try to clear it. And it just does get out of bounds after Malone was chasing it. We're on the right side of the field. About 30 yards out, Argonaut throwing goes towards the 18, and they got a chance here to get a ball in play. Mason wins it. Poor clearance attempt. The Argonauts win it back. And here they come. Here are the Argonauts, the ball into the box. Nice header that time by Coleman to save it. Here's Mendez coming up the field on the counterattack. Over to Malone. Malone has Wheeler in the middle if she wants it. Instead, plays it down the line to Folan. Folan with a nice cutback. Little opportunity here. Plays it for Wheeler, doesn't quite get it to her. Ellie with a shot on goal, and it's in! Goal! senior day. Eliana Mendez playing in her last Dominican contest. Dominican home contest has the goal, and the Dominican Penguins trail just 3-2. 38 minutes left in the game, and all of a sudden, Josh, we're creeping right back in it. Hey, what did I say earlier? This will not be a two-goal game. It's 3-2 now, Argonauts, and it still has the makings of a barn burner. We could end up with 4 or 5 goals here today.
No doubt about it, Mike. You're definitely right about the Eliana Mendez able to go ahead and get a score in senior day. Can't be much better than that. But D, you can come back in here and win a game. It will definitely be that much sweeter for Eliana Mendez.
Ball out of bounds to the Argonauts after the kick at midfield on the right side of the field. Mendez, an NAIA All-American last year. She's a 2-time CalPAC Player of the Year. That's the conference Dominican was formerly in. She was also the 2009 Dominican Female Student Athlete of the Year. She is a nursing major. She is an RA. She's the treasurer of the Penguin Student Athletic Advisory Committee.
She's just about everything here, Mike.
She balances
and also,
just
she is
about
second.
Everything.
She is only second to Mary Wheeler in goals this season, so that would tie her up with Mary right now. So we definitely got a lot of great players here in Eliana Mendez. Like you said, future DU Hall of Famer.
Here come the Penguins. Nice ball into the box. Malone contests, but Baxter comes out and takes care of it. Nice play by Baxter to get out of the goal, and a good play into the box that time by the Penguins. Here come the Argonauts. Nice punt up the right side. Here's Mason contesting with Byrne. Byrne tries to go sideline. It's out of bounds. And we'll see who they give it to. It's going to be Argonaut ball. We'll have Colin will take the throw-in just a few yards north of the 18. Here come the Argonauts. And Penguin ball in the middle. Argonauts have it just on top of the 18. Little dribbler gets through. Rizzo is there, and she'll secure the ball. Our view there was obstructed for just a moment as the ball was in that far right corner. Scary situation for the Penguins. They got out of it. Nice play by Rizzo to pick up that through ball.
Score still remains 3-2 here, 37, and about 18 seconds left here on the clock.
Argonauts clear it away. It'll go out of bounds, but it's actually off the Penguins. It'll be an Argonaut throw-in. 37 minutes remain. Penguins trailing 1. Bad throw-in and a bad touch that time by Will Height of the Argonauts, and the ball goes out of bounds. Here's Follin charging up the sideline. Nice deflection there by Will Height to kick the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be a Penguin throw-in. On the Argonauts' side of the field, she goes up top to Mendez. Mendez off the head. Towards the 18. Plays middle for Follin. Follin has a shot. Right to Baxter. Good effort that time. Nice ball by Mendez to get over to Follin, but not quite enough on the strike. On the right-footed volley from Follin. Here comes Baxter. Punts it up. It's on Dominican's side of the field. Here's Whitaker. Whitaker plays it out of bounds, and it'll be Argonaut ball.
No doubt about it. Like I said, the Argonauts have done a good job of pushing the tempo, but now we see a sort of change of the guard where DU is starting to be a little more aggressive and trying to get in there and get more goals scored here. Like we said, 3 Argonauts, 2 Penguins, and it's definitely going to be a close one. As you said, Mike, high scoring.
Mendez and Follin have the goals for your Penguins. Here comes Byrne up the left side. Nice defense that time by Coleman to play the ball out of bounds. It'll be an Argonaut throwing. Right outside the 18, she goes middle, over to O'Shea. O'Shea struggles with it. Nice job by Whitaker to win the ball. Clears it out, but the Argonauts secure it. That's Snyder. Snyder in the middle of the field. Tries to play it through. There's nobody there. Ball's headed out. Nice cross that time on the recovery by the Argonauts. And I think we're going to end up with a corner kick here, Josh. Scary situation again for the Penguins. We've had trouble with these set pieces. And it looks like Olsen will be the one to take it on the far side of the field.
Well, that was Victoria Cullen with the cross there, Mike. She's very, very aggressive this game. Has been everywhere she needs to be. And this NDNU team definitely has seen a lot of great play from her as they go ahead with the corner kick.
Here's Olsen, hand up. Now the charge. Nice ball into the middle of the box. Mason gets up, wins it, just taps it enough to get it over to Malone. Malone clears it. Follin tries to one-time it in the middle to Moran. She gets there. Moran, here comes Dominican on the counterattack just across midfield. Plays it to the middle. Here's Wheeler. Plays it on to Follin, and they're going to get her for offsides. It was close. The fans behind me and to my left don't like it. They have a better angle, but I believe the line judge did as well, and I think it was the correct call, and offsides about 6 yards outside of the 18, and Baxter will take the free kick for the Argonauts.
No doubt. She was just a bit behind the defender on that one, but the officials do a great job of calling it here. And DU definitely got the ball again on their side, Mike.
There's Elkins, tries to head it forward, goes off, accidentally flicks it on, and then Brown clears it. Mendez has got it in the middle. Fancy footwork. Over on the side to Whitaker. Whitaker traps it. Has time. Plays it up forward. Here's Wheeler if she can flick it on. Malone wasn't ready for it. Nice play that time by Whitaker to get it up to Wheeler. Wheeler flicked it on, but her and Malone weren't on the same page. And Baxter secures it, the goalkeeper for the Argonauts. Here's the punt. Over to Brown. Brown volleys it one time. It's at about midfield. Malone off the shoulder to Ellie. Ellie Mendez over to Malone. Malone, fancy footwork on the side. Plays it off the Argonaut leg of number 8, Victoria Colon. But then she goes right back off Malone. It'll be Argonaut ball. 33 left here in the second half. 3-2 Argonauts. And they'll take the throw in right in front of us. Nice defense that time by Katie Brown. She forces the bad touch on Byrne. And it's a Dominican throw in. Brown to Follen, who flicks it on. Unfortunately, nobody's there. Wheeler chased after. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a goal kick. Baxter, the keeper for the Argonauts, will take it.
No doubt. A lot of cat and mouse between these two teams right now. No one really showing a whole lot of dominance as of this point. Both teams just itching at each other, trying to figure out who can get the up and over.
32 minutes left in the game. 3-2. Lots of time. Elkins wins the ball in the middle. Now she's contesting again. As O'Shea has it, O'Shea wants to go left side, crosses midfield. She's got space to dribble. Here comes Whitaker with the soft challenge. Nice 1-2 between O'Shea and Beiser. Nice job by Colon, however, to step in front of O'Shea and clear the ball. It's at about the 18. Throw in on the sideline, left side for the Argonauts. That ball went into the trees somewhere. Rizzo kicks him a new one, and we'll have an Argonaut throw-in.
No doubt. The Argonauts are coming off of a very, very tough game against Hawaii Pacific this past week. They played a very tough Hawaii Pacific team, and they were able to come out on top with the W.
Throw-in goes to Snyder, who plays it into the box. Nice job by Malone to win the ball. Back to the Argonauts. They try to play it right back over the top. Doesn't work as Mason wins the header. Here's Brown. Brown into the middle. Nobody there but Eliana Mendez chasing it down. Senior day for Mendez. Doesn't quite get there. Here's Moran. Tries to volley it. Accidentally deflects it out of bounds. Close to midfield, it'll be an Argonaut throw-in on the opposite side of the field. Very exciting second half, and you can kind of feel the momentum with the Penguins here, Josh. There's the throw for the Argonauts. Whitaker wins it up in the direction of Follen, sent out by the Argonauts. Here's Brown challenging with Colon on the right side. Brown really fighting. Nice shield that time by Colon. Brown ultimately wins the ball back to Mason. Nice slide tackle by Colon. It stays right there. The Dominican Penguins can't clear it. And they're going to have a shot here. Byrne up the sideline. Nice job by Coleman to cut her off. Here's Brown. Brown has time to turn. A little bit of a bad touch and doesn't quite clear it. Deflected out by the Argonauts. And it'll be Penguin ball on their own side of the field. Had some trouble there clearing the ball, Josh.
No doubt. They did have some trouble there clearing the ball there, Mike. We're getting over our little technical difficulties here on radio.dominican.edu. But the great play so far. As you said, exciting game. It's more cat and mouse right now. Both teams really trying not to give up anything, but both teams really being aggressive at the same time. It's going to be a close one here, I think, Mike. We're going to have a lot of tight plays, and there's going to be an extreme pressure from the DUs to try to keep more points off the board and get some on themselves.
Throw in by Brown. In the direction of Follen. The Penguins lose it. Here come the Argonauts. It's Wilhite. Wilhite goes up the right side. Takes a shot. It's up in the air. Just over the crossbar that time. Scary, scary situation. Rizzo didn't have a shot at that one. Whether or not she would have made a great play on that didn't matter. Nice. Little chip shot. Just got over the bar.
Just over the bar. You don't have the hops to deal with that unless you're Kareem. So good job by Jill Rizzo just staying home and staying aggressive. So far, the DU Penguins, the score is still 3-2. We have the Argonauts. They are up 3. We are down. We are 2 right now in this beautiful matchup here at the beautiful Forest Meadows field at Dominican University.
Samantha Patz, number 10, back in the game for the Argonauts on the substitution. The Argonauts have the ball. It is Patz. She kicks it up to Terche. Terche loses it. Here's Coleman. Coleman at the middle of the field, controls it, has time, goes to Whitaker in the back right. Whitaker plays it up, kind of a soft ball, not a good one to Follin, and they lose it. Here come the Argonauts. Cleared up on the left side and out of bounds. It'll be a Penguin throw-in. And behind the benches come the men's soccer team. The Dominican men's Penguins play at 3 p.m. just following this game. Stay tuned. That will also be a part of this radio.dominican.edu podcast. 29 minutes left in the second half. The Penguins still trail one. 3-2 Argonauts. Here's Follin in the middle of the field. Good switch over to Brown. Plenty of time. Traps it. Two, three touches. Lots of time to Malone. Malone tries to one-time it to Wheeler, who is open in the middle, but just does lose it, and Oakley clears it. Here come the Argonauts. They lose it. Shayna Elkins tries to head it to Brown. Nice interception that time by Colin. Here come the Argonauts. They play it up. Jill Rizzo out of the box, and she recovers it without much of a problem.
Jill Rizzo, she's a two-sport athlete here at Dominican Mike. I mean, she plays softball. She plays soccer. She's an RA. Another Ellie Mendez in the making, you could say. A great all-around student and athlete here at Dominican University.
Very well-rounded person. We're checking on what's going on with Paulson. We're not sure if Delano just went with Rizzo in the second half because of a poor performance in the first by Paulson, or maybe there's an injury there. We'll check on that as soon as we know. Right now it is Rizzo in the game, and it looks like it'll be that way for the duration. Here's Katie Brown on the right side. She'll take the throw-in. Dominican side of the field. Throws it in towards the 18. Argonauts win it with a header. Elkins had a nice try there, but just dead missed the header. And here come the Argonauts. Here's Wilhite right in front of us. She plays it, and it's going to be one-on-one with Beiser and Coleman. Coleman wins it and clears it. Midfield. 50-50 ball. Penguins win it. Here it comes. Follin up the right side. Screaming towards the corner. She plays it back in the middle. Mendez overran it just a little bit on top of the 18. Here's Shea. Takes a shot at the top of the box. Doesn't quite get it as it was deflected that time by Harvey. And Baxter, the goalkeeper for the Argonauts, secures it. She'll punt it away. Here it comes. Up and across midfield. Everybody puts their hands in the air trying to deflect the sunlight. Argonauts win the ball 50-50. They get past Whitaker, but Mason is there to clear it. Goes right to Colin. Colin now on the right side. Brown takes it from her. Plays it back up the middle. Argonauts win the ball, and it's back on Dominican's side of the field. Elkins tried to play Malone over on the left side around midfield, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be an Argonaut throw, and Colin takes it, throws it in the middle to Harvey. Ball won that time by Malone. It's coming right at us, and the clearance just does miss the booth. It'll be a Penguin throw-in just in front of midfield over on this left side. Katie Brown to throw it in.
Not about it, Katie Brown, as we said, a sophomore here at DU. A great, great career so far. We're looking to see two more years of great play come out of here as she is having a great season and a great game so far for the Penguins versus Notre Dame.
She tries Mendez. Mendez loses it. Mendez and Elkins fight in the middle of the field. Really aggressive play that time by Mendez and Elkins. And the referee lets it go. I like it. We got an Argonaut player down, but we keep going. We're headed up the right side. The Argonauts have a little bit of an advantage. Penguins do get back. Coleman with the clearance up towards the forward, Bridget. And Coleman is down, and she doesn't appear to be looking too good.
No, we hate to see that here at DU, but oh, she's coming up. She seems to sit up and seems to be fine. She took quite a shot on that one, Mike. Didn't quite catch who gave her the shot, but Coleman will get up. She'll walk it off. Tough players here at DU. We only recruit the toughest athletes, and a lot of great play so far this game. It's real tight, as I said, cat and mouse between the Lady Penguins and the Argonauts.
Here's Brown with the free kick up over onto the right side of the Argonauts, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a Dominican throw-in just outside of the Argonaut box. Another chance here for the Penguins. Katie Brown comes over to take it. As we spoke about throughout the game, Katie Brown has that booming throw-in. We'll see if Bridget Follin or if it's going to be Wheeler streaks in front to flick it on. It is going to be Follin. Doesn't quite get it. The Argonauts win the ball, but it's over towards the line. And it looks like we're going to end up with a corner kick. And it'll be Katie Brown once again as she chases down the ball. 24 minutes left here in the second half. 3-2 Argonauts. The Lady Penguins trail in what has been a barn burner all afternoon. Halftime score was 3-1. The Penguins, off of the senior Eliana Mendez, scored to make it 3-2. Here's Brown, plays it into the box. Header, it's right there. Malone's got a shot at it now. Two good saves by Baxter, and it just does get out of the box somehow.
Three missed opportunities from the DUs. Great play defensively by the Argonauts. You got to give it to Baxter, the goalkeeper. Ball came at her at least three or four times. There's still lots of headers, kicks down low, and she kept her composure and kept the DUs off the scoreboard. You got to give it to her.
Here's Brown with another big throw. Bridget trying to flick it on. It flicks on for her.
Oh.
Wheeler goes off the crossbar. Nice flick on by Folan. Goes to Wheeler. Had a shot at it. Just does catch the crossbar out of bounds. And the Lady Penguins miss a very good opportunity. Good play all around. I'm not sure there was anything Baxter could have done had that ball not hit the crossbar. Just did miss it, did Wheeler. And here comes Baxter with the goal kick, the keeper for the Argonauts. Everybody shielding their eyes from the sun. Elkins wins the ball in the middle. It's over to Malone. Malone has Katie Streak in the left side. She hits her. Here's Brown. Brown plays it. 1-2. Nice 1-2 with Folan. But Oakley read it like a book. Here come the Argonauts. And they lose the ball. Harvey loses the ball in the middle. Nice job by, a little miscommunication there by Brown and Folan. They weren't sure who was taking that ball, or else the Lady Penguins would have had a little bit of an opportunity there. It'll be an Argonaut throw-in on their own side of the field, just outside of the 18. Ball goes up towards midfield. Ellie with a nice turn in the center. She'll switch it. Here's Whitaker. Whitaker screaming up the right side. Plays Moran. Moran with a trap. Not a lot of space to work with. Finds Wheeler, but it goes under Wheeler's leg and out of bounds for a goal kick. It'll be Argonaut ball with Baxter returning it.
We talked about missed opportunities earlier, Mike, and we can't find a better example than what we just saw. The DUs, you got to be able to put the ball in the net when it counts, especially in a tight game like this. Down 3-2, you got to be able to capitalize, Mike.
Baxter with the goal kick, flicked on that time by Olsen, and it goes out of bounds, but it's off the Penguins. Right around midfield, the Argonauts will have a throw-in. 22 minutes remain in the second half. Argonauts still clinging to that 3-2 lead. And here's the throw-in on the left side. Nice contest by Whitaker up to Wheeler. Wheeler midfield has time. Just a little bit of a poor touch goes down. Elkins can't get it, and here come the Argonauts. It's Tershay. Tershay loses it. Katie Brown takes a whiff after the ball. Takes a bad bounce. Nice slide tackle by Malone to clear it. Argonaut ball on the right side. About 20 yards past midfield.
No doubt about it. The Argonauts are definitely trying to push the tempo up a little bit. But we've seen DU do one thing after halftime, which is tighten up defensively. They haven't let the Argonauts get the quick opportunities that they had in the first half. And they are playing very tight defense.
Ball goes into the middle. Argonauts coming up the left side. Nice shot on goal that time by Olsen, who cut it back middle off the right foot. But Rizzo is there. A lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm by Rizzo in the second half that the Penguins are riding. The kick comes across midfield. Here's Folan. Over to Malone on the left side, just outside the 18. She'll cut it back. There's Wheeler. But no, it goes back post to Mendez. Oh, and Wheeler just missed it. Couldn't get a foot on it. Then Mendez had a shot at it, and she goes just wide right of the goal.
Ellie
and
Mendez,
another good opportunity.
She was full speed, trying to play catch-up, getting to the ball a little too late. Wheeler didn't quite have the speed to catch up to it. Another missed opportunities by the DU, but great effort by Elena Mendez, our senior here on Senior Day. She's playing a good game right now, Mike.
Many more chances in the second half for the Penguins. The goal kick is another bad one by Baxter. Folan wins the ball, heads it up, plays it over to the right side, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Argonaut ball on their own side of the field, just north of the corner kick flag. We're going to have a substitution. Number 7, Sarah Beiser, is out. And coming into the game, I believe that's number 3, Casey O'Shea, back in. And Argonaut ball on the side. 20 minutes remain. 3-2 in favor of the Argonauts. Ball's out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to be Dominican ball.
And they do call it to DU.
Katie Brown will take the throw. At this point, you know all about her booming throw-in. Serves almost as a free kick or a corner kick. You'll see Folan the first one the closest to her, she'll try to flick it on, and from there about five or six Lady Penguins will have a shot at it. Here it goes. Here's Follin with the flick. Nice flick. That time. Oh, and it's over.
Short.
It's over to Malone. Goal. Goal that time by the freshman, Stephanie Malone. Just as I called it, Katie Brown plays it to Follin, who flicks it on. Malone with the right-legged boot. Far post, and the game is all tied 3-3. 19 left to go with the Penguins scoring the last two goals, and they have Uncle Mo on their side. It's senior day here in San Rafael, California. Eliana Mendez, the greatest woman soccer player to ever put on a Dominican jersey in her last home game, and they've tied it up. Eliana Mendez has a goal. Bridget Follin had the first, and the equalizer goes to Stephanie Malone. Argonaut ball, they'll have it on the left side as it's out of bounds. The throw-in. Over on the left side, nice hard physical tackle by Coleman. She clears it. Back to the Argonauts. Bad ball in the middle. Here's Mary Wheeler. Intercepts the pass at about midfield. Plays it up to Mendez. Mendez has Follin. We got a one-on-one situation. Follin coming top of the box. Follin just did get cut off, and the ball's coming our way. Will Height with an excellent defensive play that time to cut off Follin, who had a shot at it, but Will Height just did sneak in there and steal away from her left foot. Katie Brown with a booming throw. Goes to Mendez, who's taken down, and the referee doesn't see it. He doesn't see it. The crowd doesn't like it. It'll be a corner kick. Looked like he might have missed the call as Will Height was all over Mendez. Took her to the ground. Katie Brown will take the corner kick, and Dominican with another opportunity. It goes near post. It's not a good one. Baxter has it.
She's on her P's and Q's that time. DU has been able to capitalize before on the corner kicks and the throw-ins, but right now the Argonauts play good defense on that play. But DU so far has climbed back in it. It's 3-3, and as you said, Uncle Momentum has changed his address to the Penguins, and there is a little bit of a tie-up right now.
A little bit of a tie-up. Nice job by Katie Brown to shield the ball.
That was from Alexis Terche, and Katie Brown were kind of locked with the arms there. Tossed down to the ground. Brown got up with a smile on her face as if, what is this?
And Brown takes the free kick. She has Mendez in the center who flicks it on. Here's Moran up to Wheeler. Wheeler plays it, Bridget. She's offside. Good play by Baxter anyhow. Another good opportunity, but Follin was just a step offsides. It'll be a free kick for the Argonauts, just a step outside of the 18. Here is Baxter. This is where she struggled. This one's not too bad. Moran flicks it right back, and it goes to number 15, Oakley. Oakley plays it up. Mendez wins it in the center. Malone, nice ball to Katie Brown, struggles but gets it. Plays it in the box, just didn't quite bring it back enough for Wheeler, and Baxter makes another play on the ball, and the Argonauts will punt it away. I do notice here, though, Josh, the Argonauts are looking a little bit tired. They don't have quite as much of a bounce in their step as the Penguins.
Not at all. The Penguins are definitely putting pedal to the metal, and that's a testament to John Delano, the great conditioning he has him going through, the great practices they take. Often a toll on the body, but they definitely pay out when it comes game time.
Mason won the ball over to Coleman, who played it up the left side. And we're going to get an offsides call. I think that was Follin. Nice defense that time by Mason and Coleman, who have been stellar in the second half, but besides the few blemishes in the first half on the set pieces where there was a bit of confusion whether or not Paulson was coming out of the box, Dominican defense has been superb. It'll be an Argonaut free kick, about 20 yards on their side of the field. It'll be Will Height.
And as we said, it's all tied up here, 3-3, with about 16 minutes left to go in the second half.
Here's Will Height. Mendez wins the ball with a right-footed volley. Here's Wheeler on the right side across midfield. Nice job with the shoulder lean. Just takes out an Argonaut. Over to Mendez. Mendez loses it, looking for Follin. And the Argonauts clear. It will be Penguin ball.
I don't know if we should call Mary Wheeler Wheeler or Ray Lewis after that hit, Mike. She pretty much went down there, dropped the elbow, leveled the Argonaut player and got the ball. Great play by Mary Wheeler.
Looks like she needs to be playing on Saturdays or Sundays.
I'm telling you.
In the NFL or something.
A little bit
something.
Of Champ Bailey maybe? Some Ray Lewis?
Not a bad hit. You got to like the referee letting him play as Dominican throws it in and it's cleared right back to him by the Argonauts. Whitaker will take another one. She just keeps creeping forward. There's Wheeler with a chest to trap it. Back to Whitaker, who sends it up towards Mendez. Mendez can't handle it. Out of bounds, Argonauts. And the Penguins will take it. It's close enough to warrant Katie Brown running across the field to take the throw-in.
Katie Brown, known for her throw-ins. Last time she threw it in, DU capitalized with the score.
Here's the toss. Bridget Follin trying to flick it on. Doesn't even need to. There's Shayna Elkins. Goal!
And DU will go up.
Shayna Elkins with the header. Has the go-ahead goal, and just like we predicted all game, Josh, it is a barn burner. The Penguins have scored three in a row to come back and take the lead. 14 minutes left in the game. It's 4-3 Penguins. Elkins with the finish off the nice throw in by Katie Brown, flicked on by Follin twice in a row. They've scored on that play. 15 minutes remain,
and
the Argonauts take the kick. Here's Wheeler.
I love Mendez, like how they're able to
tackle,
capitalize on
plays
that.
It up towards Follin. We got a player down, and the referee will stop it as Pats clears it forward.
Mike, that's three unanswered. DU looking very good, especially going downhill from the north to the southern, attacking that southern goal.
We brought it up a little bit earlier in the broadcast. It's important to win that coin toss and be able to head north because this field is a bit slanted in the first half, so you can come downhill in the second.
The disadvantage there, though, is your goalkeeper has the sun right in her eyes. Jillian Rizzo's down there guarding that northern goal for the Penguins, but she's got the hand up over the eyes. I heard you talking about it during the broadcast. Looking right into the sun, though, that's the only disadvantage. But the teams, by and large, do want to go downhill.
Fortunately for Rizzo, she hasn't had to make too many plays on the ball because Mason and Coleman and Brown and Whitaker have all been stellar in the back. It looks like we have Tershay, who went down, was injured on the play, is up and moving. She'll get a sub. In comes Beiser.
Josh, how about the three unanswered?
I'm telling you, it was really good. I love how DU's been able to capitalize off of the throw-ins. Katie Brown with the throw. Bridget Follin with both assists. The three back-to-back scores are doing great right now, and Dominican is able to step up and capitalize on opportunities, and that is what we talked about earlier in the game. If DU can tighten up defensively and capitalize on good opportunities, they can definitely come back and win this game, and we're ahead right now. 4-3.
Pats with a nice ball into the box from midfield. She's great at that set piece. Nobody's there. It goes out of bounds untouched, and the Penguins will take it. Katie Brown with the goal kick. 14 and change remain. As the Penguins lead it 4-3 here on Senior Day, Eliana Mendez, been known as the greatest woman soccer player ever at Dominican. She's amassed quite a resume, including two CalPAC Player of the Year awards, an NAIA All-American last season.
DU asked the Student Athlete of the Year, matter of fact, Ellie Mendez, also, as well as being the Female Athlete of the Year. So her resume goes on and on and on when it comes to athletics.
She is the model student athlete last game here at Dominican, last time wearing number 10, and perhaps the last time we will see number 10 worn, as she is a surefire Hall of Famer. Here come the Penguins up the right side, and the Argonauts are happy to clear it. It's about at the 18. You know what that means. Katie Brown heads across the field. She'll take another throw. The last two goals, both the equalizer and the go-ahead goal, were off this specific play from this side of the field. Here goes Katie Brown once again. It's a throw-in, about even with the 18. You'll see Bridget Follin will make a run first to the ball. She'll try to flick it on. Here it is. It's a good throw. But nice job that time by Pats to win the ball. Here's Whitaker, plays it right back into Moran. Malone's got a shot at it. Oh, and just does lift it quite a bit off the volley. The ball was about 4 feet in the air, and she just couldn't get down on it. Heads it over the crossbar. Baxter's yelling and complaining. She needs a ball, and she'll have one eventually here with the goal kick. Referee stops the clock because we lost that ball. In the tennis court, Josh.
In the tennis courts over here in Forest Meadows, the beautiful Forest Meadows, which will be replaced with our Field of Dreams, which Athletic Director Terry Tooming is working on here. But I love how DU's been able to capitalize off of those throw-ins. We almost got another goal right there, which would have been great for Malone to have her second of the game. But great play so far by DU. We're really happy with the way they performed.
It's been our best play this afternoon. Here come the Argonauts with a counterattack of their own. Whitaker with a poor clearance. That time you had Harvey over Malone's back. Ultimately, Harvey wins the ball. Mason slide tackles in there. Just does get enough of it to clear it. Here comes Wheeler. She's got Malone. Malone running. It's going to be a foot race between Malone and Oakley. Oakley wins it. Oh, coming our way. Josh took one off the face. He might have a bloody nose.
Maybe. I'm too strong, Mike. I'm too strong for that. Good shot, though. I definitely give her that.
Didn't quite hit Josh, but that was a scare. As we had a foot race between Oakley and Malone. Malone won the foot race and blasted it at us.
I think I was saved by the canopy on that one.
The canopy saved color guy Josh Johnson. Here comes Katie Brown, flicked on by Folan. Oh, Mendez. After the flick, the play that has worked so well, the same one we've been talking about, flicked on by Folan, bounced past the defense, over to Mendez, who just did lift it over the crossbar, but another good opportunity. And you feel like the Lady Penguins are going to get another one here, Josh.
No doubt about it. I mean, they've been able to capitalize so far. They've been real aggressive and real smart offensively. I love the smart offensive play. They're being quick. They're being witty. And that's something you like to see out of your team. This is what we've gained from experience over the year, in NCAA play and over the years from NAIA play. Great players, great athletes, and being able to capitalize on great plays.
Kelsey, here's Michelle Mason with the ball, now clears it. If I were B.J. Noble, head coach for the Argonauts, I think I'd have somebody else taking these goal kicks. Nice flick on by Folan, and a nice play by Baxter to get out there and save the day as Mendez almost had her second goal of the afternoon. As I was saying, I'd rather have somebody besides Baxter take these goal kicks because she really is struggling to clear that ball, and it leads to quite a few counterattacks, Josh.
No doubt.
Nice bicycle kick attempt there by Colin. She traps it now. Here's Folan. Wheeler touches it back. Plays Katie Brown. Ball bounces up off the terrible turf. Nice physical tackle that time by O'Shea. Here's Wheeler who wins it back. Traps the ball. Coming our way. Nice play that time by O'Shea. Here's Brown in the middle to Elkins. Elkins looking to switch over to Whitaker. Whitaker has time. One touch, two touch, cuts it back middle. Plays it up in the middle in the area of Wheeler. Wheeler plays it on. Folan wasn't ready for it. And Snyder will shield it until the ball goes out of bounds. And here's the goal kick I'm talking about. Let's see if Baxter takes it. And she does. She's really struggled, Josh. She hasn't gotten the ball past midfield once yet today, it seems like.
No, not at all. We've seen a decline a little bit in terms of the defense from the Argonauts. They played real tight defense second half, but Coach Delano has come up with a scheme here. He's having DU capitalize off of the throw-ins and off of the corner kicks, and they're doing a great job of that right now. And NDU seems to have trouble adjusting to it, but so far, DU, you see sort of switch of the guard. They've tightened up on the defensive end, and they've gotten smarter on offense, while Indy and you just can't seem to get the ball over. And DU is playing just a great defensive game right now. And like the old cliche says, it wins championships.
Here's Brown with another throw. That time the ball is won by the Argonauts. First time in a long time. Katie Brown has it outside the box, trips over the ball, and the Argonauts play it up. It's Beiser who looks to play O'Shea running up the left side too much, goes out of bounds next to the Dominican bench. And Whitaker takes the throw-in. Coleman, Mason, Brown, and Whitaker have been stellar in the back. You haven't heard us call their names all too often, but that's because the ball hasn't gotten back there. And when it does, they've been sure to clear it. Here come the Argonauts on the left side. Nice job by Englehart, Mallory Englehart, with a nice tackle to clear it. Over again by the Dominican bench.
We're starting to see a lot more physicality in this game right now, Mike. There's been a lot of contact. There's been a lot of tackles, slide tackles. Both teams really trying to put the pedal to the metal here as it's 4-3. DU is leading with about 8.5 minutes left here in the second half.
Throwing that time just dribbles over the head. Coleman tries to touch it. Bad touch that time by Coleman as she kicks it out of bounds next to the 18. Here come the Argonauts. They control the ball. They lose it. Here's Englehart. Englehart just happy to clear it out over by the trees. It's not just senior day. The women's soccer team, the Lady Penguins, currently sit fifth place in league behind the fourth place Argonauts that they are playing today with a 4-5-2 record. The Lady Penguins, if they take two out of their next three, they have a chance to end up with a winning record and quite possibly could end up in third place.
Which is fantastic considering our first year ever in the NCAA. It is a big jump for a lot of schools to make. Not a lot of schools have been really successful at it, but Dominican has complied. We're in our second year now of NCAA compliance and eligibility, and we are doing great so far athletics-wise. And our women's soccer team is doing the best of any teams, I should say right now, posting a great winning record, and they're playing great soccer so far.
Byrne checks back into the game for the Argonauts. The Penguins clear. It's out of bounds on Oakley, and the throw-in will be Whitaker right around midfield. as the Argonauts recover and the Penguins push forward. 7 minutes left in the game. 4-3 Penguins. Whitaker has Follin. Follin with a trap, plays back to Whitaker. Whitaker is going to send it into the box in the area of Wheeler. Wheeler can't quite get it. Engelhardt keeps it in. Bad touch. Just a little bit too much that time as Oakley takes it away. The Argonauts control it in the back, and they're trying to get rid of it. They got to be careful. They do get it out to Byrne, who just checked in. Mason in the back with a nice play to clear it. It stays in bounds to Brown. Brown plays it in the middle. Nobody's there. Instead, Harvey from the other team wins it. Here's Byrne for the Argonauts. Plays it into the box. Jill comes out. Little bit of a tricky bounce, but nice play that time by Rizzo to come out and make the save.
Jill Rizzo, she's an all-around athlete here at DU. All-around student as well, doing everything, wearing so much hats here at Dominican University. Great to see her having great play here in our women's soccer game.
Here's Malone, has it on the left side. The Argonauts kick it out of bounds. It'll be Penguin ball. 6 minutes and 9 seconds remain. Dominican has dominated the second half, scoring 3 unanswered goals. Here's Mendez. Mendez with her back to the goal, traps it. She's going to play it back to Brown. Plays it into the box. She's got Engelhardt on the weak side, just a touch too high. Engelhardt chases after it. Going to play Wheeler back. Wheeler's going to send it into the box now. Ooh, nice hard tackle. The referee lets him play. Nice tackle that time by Oakley. Here come the Argonauts. They clear it up the left side to Beiser. Beiser can't handle it. Nice contest by Coleman. They thought that everybody stopped playing, thinking that ball was going to go out of bounds as it stayed in. Coleman kind of gave up on the play. Does recover to get back to it. Tries to clear it. And is fouled on the play. 5 minutes to go. 5:21 and counting.
And
NDU
coach BJ Noble, excuse me, not too happy about that call. There's been a lot of physicality so far in this game. It seems the later the game gets, the more physical it gets. We've seen more contact, more NFL-type hits in this game right now, Mike, than soccer. But, hey, it's a great one. The refs are letting them play, and that's what we'd like to see here at Dominican University, to let the game play out. But great play so far by both teams, but DU is definitely on top.
The intensity surely has picked up. Now we're into the fourth minute, 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, 4-3 Penguins. The throw-in on the left side for the Argonauts right around midfield. Now they're creeping a little bit closer over towards the box. Engelhardt tries to win the header, doesn't have it. Argonauts, they decide to switch sides of the field over to Wilhite. Wilhite tries to go to Follin, but it's intercepted by Malone, played up top to Follin, who goes to Mendez, but Mendez goes down. And the Argonauts come back on the counter. Nice play by Brown. Follin with the foul that time on Wilhite. Took a big hack there and didn't come back with any ball there, Josh. And I think we're going to see Pats, who was very dangerous in the first half. She'll take the free kick about a step in front of midfield. That doesn't really matter because she's got a big leg. Here it is. The shot. It's a beauty. Follin and an Argonaut get their head on it. Semi-clear it. Nice job that time by Mendez to block Orlando's shot from midfield. Here's Orlando again. She heads it back into the box area. Everybody's fighting for it. Here's Coleman. Coleman trying to push through. It ends up at number 7, Beiser, who puts a shot on goal. Jill does a nice job to Jill Rizzo, the goalkeeper here in the second half, does a nice job to stop that one, and she'll punt it away.
No
here
doubt.
We go.
I'm impressed with the defense on that play, Stu. The Lady Penguins stayed tight. They didn't fluster. They played great defensive soccer, and that's what you need to see. You got to stay ahead as it gets late in the game, as we have 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. DU is still up 4-3.
Nice pass that time by Brown into the center to Malone. She tries to go back to her. It's intercepted by the Argonauts, but they kick it out of bounds. It'll be Penguin ball, and we have a Penguin substitution. The clock stops at 3:04. 4-3 Penguins as Wheeler comes out of the game and Moran is back in. Another opportunity here for the Penguins as the signature throw in by Brown. Here it comes. Moran tries to flick it on. Looked like it was headed out that time by an Argonaut, and it was. And the ladies will take their time. The Lady Penguins will slowly creep over to the corner as we are now under 3 minutes. Just a short little touch. Over to Mendez. Mendez back to Brown, who wants to play it in. Deflected that time nicely by Pats. Here comes Pats off the shoulder in the middle. Oakley clears it. Nice job by Coleman to win that ball in the back. Katie Brown's got it. Plays back to Mason. It's a bad ball. Mason does clear it. Deflected by Byrne, and here comes Moran. Alex Moran up the left side. She was offsides. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and the Lady Penguins are 2 minutes and 24 seconds away from tying up their record and becoming a 500 ball club with a chance to end up with a winning record and a chance to give Eliana Mendez, senior, perhaps the greatest DU star ever, a win on her last home game. Here come the Argonauts on the right side just in front of midfield. They play it into the box. Ball squirts out towards the corner. There's Mason to clear it. And the Argonauts threatening here again. 1 minute, 52 seconds left. Not a lot of time. The Argonauts, if they are going to answer, have to do it now.
We've talked about Elena Mendez a lot in this game, and as we should, it is senior day. But how about the rest of your DU Penguins? I mean, we've seen great play out of Bridget Follin, seen great play out of Mary Wheeler. We've seen a lot of great athleticism out of Michelle Mason and those girls playing back and playing defense. Katie Brown with the great throw-ins. There's been a lot of contributors to this game right now. This is definitely a team effort here, Mike.
Absolutely. Here's Mason contesting, and she'll get the clearance up to Moran. Moran loses the header. Pats wins it. It squirts over to Malone. Malone plays up towards Moran. Mendez chases after it. Can't get it. Here come the Argonauts midfield. Pats plays the ball up the right side. Coleman's going to be the first one there, but she's got an Argonaut hot on her tail. Happy to get it out of bounds. We have a minute and 4 seconds remaining and counting. The throw-in for the Argonauts. Physical play that time. Mason clears it, but it goes right to Will Height. Under a minute now. The intensity is really picking up. Here's Mendez. Mendez chasing. Pats plays the ball back into the box, and the Argonauts have an opportunity. Here comes Olsen. Olsen looking to play into the box. She does just wide as Rizzo had the post covered. It'll be a goal kick. 37 seconds remain. 4-3 lead Penguins. It's looking pretty good, but they're not out of the woods just yet. 30, 29 seconds. Katie Brown with a boot. Just wants to get it out of there. Comes up the right side. There's Mendez to flick it on. 22 seconds remain. 4-3. It's going to be Penguin ball. And it's looking pretty good right now, Josh. As long as we can keep the ball down here, I think we got this one. 13 seconds remain.
And the Lady Penguins are putting it on ice right now, Mike.
And you can hear the countdown in the background, the throw-in, as we're clearly on the Argonaut side of the field. 2 seconds, and that'll do it. Playing in her last game, Eliana Mendez scores a goal along with three others unanswered in the second half. And the Penguins, the Lady Penguins, win the game 4-3. Their record improves to 5-5-2 with a big weekend coming up with games against Dixie State and Grand Canyon. The Lady Penguins have an opportunity to finish in third and with a winning record, depending on how well they do this weekend.
What a great performance by the DUs coming back. Three unanswered to win. Mike, great call. Fans, please stay with us. The men are coming up shortly. Senior day here at Dominican University of California. We'll have all the action of the men's game coming up on radio.dominican.edu.